I'm Frank Vaughn. It's March 10th, 2025, and what a disturbing 12 hours it's been. First of all, today, I don't know how soon people are going to see this if you follow me on X, because X has been having problems since early in the morning, and those problems seem to be fairly concentrated in Canada right now, where we are trying to parse the farce that was the election last night. Colette Murphy says, could you please explain what just happened in Canada? How was Mark Carney elected, or rather installed, to use Dominion machines in Canada? When is your next general election? I can understand why Americans are confused. Americans have fixed election dates. Americans also know a chain of command. So if something happens to the president, they know who's going to be president next, the vice president. If, God forbid, something happens to both of them at the same time, they know who comes after that, and after that, and after that. Everything's set in stone. But in Canada, things are, well, this is a banana monarchy. We are traditionally known as a constitutional monarchy, and the word democracy doesn't exist inside of that term. And there's a reason for that. What's happened is Justin Trudeau promised to resign, and he's resigned now. And it triggered an internal party leadership vote within the Liberal Party of Canada. And that leadership vote is what has installed an unelected man who hasn't been in Canada for 10 years. He holds 3 passports. He lives in New York City. He is the premier oligarch's representative. Never been elected in Canada. The internal party vote, and I use the term vote very loosely, because what a farce. We're going to get into that next. But the internal party vote is what installed Mark Carney as our prime minister. And so let's now break down the farce that was this so-called vote within the Liberal Party. James McKinley, I registered, I donated, and I emailed many times. I waited on hold for an hour, but I never did get my voter ID. It was a scam, start to finish. Anybody over the age of 14 could register to vote. You didn't even have to be a citizen of Canada. You could be a non-citizen of Canada. 400,000 people tried to sign up through their process legally, obeying the rules. They were disenfranchised from their votes. I signed up but never got my voting instructions. The rest, like myself, were told that they were ineligible to vote despite being born in Canada, despite being registered Liberals for over 10 years. It's been rigged for over a year. We all knew he was going to be the next Liberal leader. I was verified but was never sent my ballot email. Brutal. It was totally rigged. I sent multiple emails with no replies. That is just a smattering of the, I would say, thousands of people who reported problems with yesterday's vote. We're supposed to believe that the 3 other candidates only got 20,000 votes between them. They raised hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece. The entire thing is farcical. There's going to be no accountability. People were disenfranchised. Again, this is the process that made our next prime minister. Now, the Aerial View says, well, if Carney takes a seat in Parliament, it's done so illegally. Trudeau can hand him the leadership spot, but he can't hand him his spot in Parliament that he has to be elected into. Here's the issue. Nowhere, and you need to understand this as Americans and as Canadians, because I see a lot of confusion about this, and this is really important. Our prime ministers don't have to be elected. The MPs that you vote for appoint the government. So the people you vote for are not the government. They are your member of parliament. They appoint the prime minister and they appoint the cabinet. And there is nothing in Canada's laws, nothing in our constitution that says our prime ministers and the cabinet have to sit in the house. Mark Carney has managed to evade the common rules that everybody else has to jump through in order to become an MP. You have to face the election. And you have to obey election rules and laws, and you have to do financial disclosures. If we find out, if there is an election, and I have serious doubts there's actually going to be a general election, because we're not legally entitled to one. Under the Elections Act, they don't have to give us one until October of 25. But under the Constitution, which is a much more powerful law that is observed in this land, regardless of the problems people have with it, we don't get an election until October of 2026. And that is if the government doesn't decide in this whipped up furor over the orange man, even though the Chinese are assessing tariffs to Canada right now, and we are not getting apoplectic over that. We are trying to say the United States is taking us down and poses an existential threat. And Mark Carney, to his credit, told the truth on the campaign trail, if you can call it a campaign. It was a public relations farce. They did this for optics. There wasn't a real election. There wasn't a real race. It was a fundraising drive. But to his credit, he told the truth. He said that Canada faces a series of unprecedented emergencies, and it's pain time. He actually told us what he's going to do. So they can invoke the Emergencies Act. Jagmeet Singh, whose political prospects are absolutely in the tank, has no incentive to trigger an election. So between the NDP and the Liberals, the leftist parties, they can continue to rule. And unbeknownst to Canadians and to Americans, to American fascination, Mark Carney never has to face election. He never has to go through the rules spelled out in the Elections Act. He just assumes the leadership. If he never runs in an election, he doesn't have to obey the act, but he can still be prime minister. He never has to be elected, and he can rule this country. And that's exactly what's about to happen. Now, there's a lot of people who think we're going to get an election. Maybe they're right. It's possible. But I don't think the Liberals are strong enough to want to trigger an election, and the NDP is in the tank so bad that they'll probably be wiped out. So there's no incentive to give the public an election. And who are we going to vote for anyway? Pierre Poilievre? He's been completely undercut by the Liberals. He's allowed them to define what he is. They've backed off on the carbon tax. What did Pierre do? He saddled his entire identity to the carbon tax and to Trudeau. Trudeau's now gone, and the Liberals are committed to getting rid of the carbon tax. Whether you believe them or not, it's irrelevant whether you believe them or not. And on Ukraine, Poilievre just wants more. Says the Liberals haven't gone far enough. When it comes to the trade war with the United States, his policy is more of exactly what the Liberals and the NDP are promising. On a diversity of issues, when it comes to the tariffs on China, is Poilievre telling you that triads, CCP triads, are operating right here in Canada? Is he talking about the massive scale of drug export and money laundering that's happening right here on behalf of the Communist Party of China? Is he talking in the same terms about their tariffs that they're applying to us as he is the Americans? What point is there? Now, a lot of people say, we have to get the Liberals out. I hear that all the time. I heard it during Scheer. I heard it during O'Toole. They say, Pierre's just lying right now. He's just playing a game. When he gets in office, he'll actually do good things. So again, we're at the same spot we've been the last two elections, where we're going to vote for a guy because we believe that he's lying. I can't do that. You can do that. I'm not telling you how to vote. You do what you want to do. I'm telling you what I can't reward. I can't vote for a guy because I think he's lying. It's absolutely absurd, and it's also short-sighted. We aren't entitled to an election. There's a lot of disadvantages for the powers that be in this country right now to have an election. So you're probably not going to get one. You know something? I had a whole technical game plan for this video. I had layouts. I had everything planned. But I'm just going to speak to you from the heart because Canada is in a lot of trouble. We're past the point of no return. The Liberals just installed the ultimate Grim Reaper globalist who will end this country. And the only choice we have left to us at this point is whether we are going to go down with the World Economic Forum and Communist China, or whether we're going to embrace American help and have a secure North America. You want to hate me because I've highlighted the advantages of the 51st state idea. I've highlighted the advantages of the 51st to 54th state idea. I've put the meat on the bones, and I've explained to you factually, objectively, how statehood would actually be more liberating for this country than what we have right now. And you're being slapped in the face with the proof. Mark Carney, in a fraudulent leadership election, so-called election, was just appointed your prime minister. He doesn't even have to face the voters. With the support of Singh, he can stay on. What kind of a rotten system are we living in? We have no ability to pull him down. We can't legally challenge it. We have no right of recall. Our Senate is appointed. Our justices are appointed. We are ruled by nobles that we sometimes elect. And we don't even have a decent choice at this point. The Conservative Party is once again lost and rudderless, wandering around. The best argument that I've seen in my comment section is people saying, I have faith in Pierre that he will restore Canada to godliness. Based on what, you blasphemers? You invoke God in the name of a man who can barely bring himself to defend the sanctity of childhood, a man who defended C4, who hasn't backed off on that yet, who hasn't talked about the mistake of making it illegal in this country to tell children that they're okay in the body they're born in. He's lukewarm. He almost had it. He was saying some of the things, the wise things that the Americans are doing, the common sense things. Everybody in this country is propagandized. We need a leader. We need a hero. We need somebody who will tell the truth. We need somebody who will engage the media like the enemy they are. And instead, he decided, for whatever reason, he's going to start to cater. And the evidence of your eyes is this. Just like with the massive scale of drug problem and crime in this country, it's all over the place. You can see it with your eyes, and yet you're blind. So I show you the facts. I show you the documents. I show you public government documents. I show you mainstream sources. I prove to you what's wrong with Canada. And I don't mean you, my users. I'm speaking to the person who might be watching this first. Go watch my other videos. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to get you to see what's happening. But overall, of that, of the crime and everything else I've exposed here, now you see the naked nature of the totalitarianism of this country. When this charade, this so-called election, this fraud, nominates and makes a prime minister and will form the next government without the voter having a say and the voter having no right to it, this would never happen in America. It doesn't work that way. The citizens have so much more power. Why don't you want more power? They're going to introduce massive scale public spending because the trade war that they want to trigger with the United States, and make no mistake, this is not on Donald Trump. This is on our leaders in Team Canada. Everything they say is an inversion. They say they want to protect this country. They're here to end it. Mark Carney's the Grim Reaper of Canada. He's not even going to sit in the House. He's going to be your prime minister in absentia. And because of this crooked process, they can just void the Elections Act. They can declare an emergency. With the NDP's help, they can resurrect all the legislation that quote-unquote died when they prorogued. And here's the problem. I've said all these things, many of these things already in my videos. The thing that people... There's a mountain of facts that spell out the narrative that Canada is a completely broken, corrupt concept, that the Federation is past its prime. We got to bust it up. If we don't bust it up, we got to renegotiate it. Who's going to renegotiate it? None of them even want to talk about it. Pierre Poilievre is on the record as saying he is not bound to his members. So if you get together at your convention, and I'm glad you have a convention, it's better than the PPC. The PPC doesn't even have a constitution. At least the Conservative Party of Canada has a document that they can then go and ignore. He is not bound to the members' wishes. We've already proven in courts in Canada that you have no expectation that your politicians will ever keep a promise to you because the citizens already tried to sue them and the court said, nope, once you elect them, they can do whatever the hell they want and you have no accountability, no right of recall. You can't do anything. You get to wait 4 years while they screw you. And then you might be able to vote again for a set of candidates that are all promising to screw you in the exact same way. When I ran for the election in 2019, the thing that stood out to me most was that the four people, Green Party, NDP, Conservative, and Liberals that were sitting beside me, they all preached variations of the exact same theme. Fundamentally, they didn't disagree on anything. They only disagreed on scale. And I pointed it out time and time again at the various debates I went to, and I was the only guy getting thunderous applause. Even at the last debate, where applause was banned, I got thunderous applause from the crowd. The moderator couldn't control them because I told the truth. And I'm telling you the truth now. This federation ain't worth hanging on to. You love Canada. You love your people. You love your land. If that's the case, differentiate between the people and the land and the system and the government. Because the system and the government under their flag is not this nation. You are the nation. And they've been stomping you out for a decade and longer. They've been weakening us. They've left our guard down. We have no army. We're overrun by criminal cartels. We have a prime minister now that hasn't faced election. He doesn't even sit in the House. By a corrupt leadership vote where 250,000 people were disenfranchised because they were inconvenient. They made their rules to virtue signal to the public that they were an open and welcoming party. That was their game plan. And they couldn't even obey their own rules because it backfired on them. Because if they're open and welcoming in the Liberal Party, you don't have a Mark Carney. You have someone else. You wonder why I yell. This is why I yell. Because I feel it. Canada's not what I believed it was. I was raised with a certain vision of Canada. It's gone, folks. It ain't worth hanging on to. We could still call ourselves Canada. We could still call ourselves Canadian. In the United States, people call themselves Michiganers and Ohioans and Californians and Texans. Tell me that those states, those sovereign states in the Republic, don't have an individuated identity. Drive from state to state, visit each state and tell me that they don't have individual cultural characters, that they are not governed different from each other, that they don't have their own cultural flavors. Canada's past its prime. This charade that we just went through is proof of it. Now, what more proof do you need? Is it going to take suspension of elections? Emergencies unending? When is the Conservative Party actually going to offer a real alternative? Pierre Poilievre was doing so good, and then he just turned into another set of slogans. Axe the tax, build the homes, all got to get rid of Trudeau. Slogans. And he's been, because of his strategy, because he decided, I'm going to mail this sucker in. I'm going to listen to my advisors. I'm going to repeat the lines until victory. He gave the Liberals the ability to rip the rug out from under him. All they had to do was say, we're going to axe the tax. We're going to get rid of Trudeau. Robs him of his best talking points. And instead of developing a decent diplomatic position, Poilievre said, I'm going to draw myself right to Team Canada. I'm going to drape myself in the flag just like they are. I'm going to say the orange man is bad. I'm not going to talk about China. We're going to go right to World War III in Ukraine. And in that way, I'm going to win. Well, folks, all you got to do is look at the polls. Take Frank Graves and IQOS out of the equation. The Conservative Party is losing. They're losing support. Two or three more points, and the Liberals might just trigger that election because they can win it. They can win it. And that's where we're at. And the guy, this unelected guy that just became prime minister, he is promising you emergencies and suffering, and there's so many fools in this country who can't seem to hear what he's saying. He's telling you exactly what's coming. So you keep waving your flag. You keep feeling proud of your Canadian state and your Canadian system and your Westminster government. It's garbage. It's trash. And if we don't get rid of it, we're all going down with the ship. I'm Frank Vaughn, and I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.